Piano player number three just ran off and left me. He's not even going to look up this way. Thank you, CJ. I appreciate you, pal. All right, again, we're kind of working through some technical things this morning, but I spoke with Miss Connie last week, and she had asked if she could sing this song, and I know that it will be a blessing to you. It'll go right along with the service and with the setting this morning. Please pray for Miss Connie, she sang.
Yeah, I went to the cemetery yesterday to put flowers on my mom's grave. I'm sure a lot of you are my age and probably done the same thing or will be doing. But she's been gone almost 15 years, and I miss her. This song, I can't help thinking about her when I hear this song. It sounds so much like her.
Somewhere in there. Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. You in darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. 'Cause your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. 'Cause your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness.
Praise the Lord this morning. Your goodness is running after me. We spoke on A Glimpse of Grace Wednesday night, and we had mentioned that the grace of God, the mercy of God, The goodness of God is following us all the days of our life. It is chasing us down. Thank God for the goodness of God, grace of God, mercy of God. Church, we're taken care of by God. And what a blessing. Looks like we've got things up and going. And thank you, Brother Randy, and the other staff there and what we call the crow's nest and the audio and video room. Brother Randy, do we have those? Are able to pull the picture of Mom and Dad right quick? One or two. Thank you, brother. That's Mom and Dad. And like I said, Mom, she went on, I believe it was 2015, and then Dad not long ago. And then I think there's another one in there if you got it. If not, that's fine. But love my mom and dad. And Mom was faithful to work. She always worked. Dad was a painter, and he always provided. And so we appreciate them, love them. And thank you, brother. I appreciate that that tribute this morning. All right. Well, if you have your Bibles, there's Mom and Dad, and there's Lily. And that's when Lily got baptized, and after she got saved. That's over at Zion View, the first church we pastored. And so I just wanted to show that, take a minute to just honor Mom and honor Dad. So appreciate them. All right, thank you, Brother Randy, so very much for that. Proverbs chapter number 31 this morning. Proverbs chapter number 31. And again, there's no evening service tonight. Spend time with your family, the woman in your life. And just want to mention some things this morning out of Proverbs 31. And this message this morning is for mothers. It's for grandmothers, it's for wives, and it's for all women. But on the same token, I'll say this message this morning is for all men as well. I want us to begin reading in verse number 10. I don't normally read this many verses, but in honor of Mother's Day, they deserve for all these verses to be read in length. Proverbs chapter 31, starting in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I'm going to stop reading there. That's reading Proverbs 31, verse number 10, down through verse number 31, the last verse here in Proverbs. I want to call your attention this morning for a few moments, if I could, back to our starting verse, verse number 10. And I want you to notice this phrase, this question that's asked. And really, it's a rhetorical question. There's no need for a response. The idea is present. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? This morning, I want to preach for a few moments on this Mother's Day. A virtuous woman, a rare find. A virtuous woman, a rare find. There's indication here in this question of the rarity of a virtuous woman. What does the word virtuous mean so we can understand what a virtuous woman is? A virtuous woman, in a nutshell, is one that is morally excellent and godly. And I want to say this morning that it is rare in 2024 to find a virtuous woman. There's plenty of women in this world, but virtuous ones are few and far in between. There's plenty of materialistic, immoral, self-centered, egotistical, fly-by-night women in this world, but moral, godly, loving, encouraging women are rare. Don't turn there, but Proverbs 18:22 says this, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." Good women this morning are hard to find. Good men this morning are hard to find, but they are out there. Look in the right places, and you'll find the right ones. Amen. You got to look in the right places to find the right spouse, the right partner. Look in the right places, and you'll find the right one. When you find the right one, listen to me, men. When you find the right one, hold them close. Treat them right. Thank God for them, because God favored you by giving them to you. Men, I want to challenge you to understand them. Understand your spouse. Men, value your spouse's words. Consider their ideas. Never disrespect them privately. Never disrespect them publicly. Never disrespect them on social media. Amen. Speak well of the woman in your life. Honor her. Defend her. Pray for her. Encourage her. Never take her for granted. Amen. Always kiss her goodnight and tell her you appreciate her and love her. Follow God and she will follow you. Love her as yourself. And let me just say this. love her better than yourself. Show affection to her privately. Show affection to her publicly. Don't stop doing, listen men, don't stop doing the little things. Because it's the little things that bring big love. Don't stop cleaning the house if you do clean the house, men. Don't stop cooking. Don't stop writing the love notes. Don't stop the back rubs. Don't stop the random texts through the day. Keep doing those little things because those little things is what our spouses need. Little things this morning bring big love. Don't stop doing the little things. Someone said, love your wife supremely and she will follow you endlessly. Meaning times of uncertainty, trusting God, praying for miracles, going to new places, navigating through uncharted waters. She will follow you if you love her supremely. Men, love your wife supremely. So this morning, with God's help, I'd like to mention some things about this virtuous, rare woman. I thank God for my virtuous woman. I thank God for my virtuous wife. Just want you to know publicly, Christy, I love you and I thank you for who you are. Y'all just forgive me. It's been kind of a rough week. I want to give you five things about this virtuous woman this morning. Number one, she's priceless. If you have a woman in your life, you understand she is priceless. Look at verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. This morning, this virtuous woman we're talking about, this rare find, is one that is priceless. A price cannot be placed on such a rare find. Are y'all with me this morning? Say amen. Thank you for waiting on me. Thank you. Some rubies can get up to $1 million a carat. The Bible says, for her price is far above rubies. A single ruby, a ruby, some of them, just a carat, can be up to $1 million. I looked at a story last night on unfound treasures. Listen to this. There is such a thing called Faberge eggs. Randy, throw that picture up whenever you get a moment. Faberge eggs. Peter Faberge was a Russian jeweler of French descent. He is known for his beautiful work and popular Faberge eggs. The making of these eggs dates back to 1885 with Tsar Alexander III, who purchased one for his wife. Listen to this. The egg was white gold. This is a picture of one that's gold, something similar. The egg was white gold. And then you open the egg and there was a golden yolk on the inside. On the inside of the golden yolk that you could open, there is a little golden hen with ruby red eyes. You open up the hen. Inside the hen was a miniature crown with diamonds on it, along with a single ruby. And these were to be worn on the necklace around the wife's neck. It's believed. Listen,
It's believed that 70 eggs were made since 1885, or back in those days. But there are 8 of those eggs missing to this very day. Can you imagine the price and the worth of one of those eggs? To my surprise this morning, Christy said, "Justin, you won't believe this. My great-grandmother Inga, who we named Lillian Hauser, Inga, we named Lily after. My great-grandmother Inga, I think she had one of those eggs." I said, "What? She had one of those eggs?" I said, "This thing says there's 8 missing. You know what we're going to do after church? We're going egg hunting." That's exactly what we're doing. We're going egg hunting. We're going to find this egg. But can you imagine the price one could be worth? Listen this morning. A virtuous woman, a morally correct woman, a godly woman, is more valuable than any ruby or Farbridge's missing eggs. That's how valuable and priceless a virtuous woman is. If you have, God has given you a woman in your life, a spouse in your life, you have a mother, a grandmother, someone special in your life, and they are virtuous and godly, and they stood by your side, you should stay by their side. Come, well, I ain't going to say it, but H-E double hockey stick in high water. Amen. You stick in it with them. You stay with them because they have stuck in it with you. And for you, a virtuous woman is more valuable than rubies, the Bible says, for her price is far above rubies. This virtuous woman cannot be bought with money. She is a gift from the Lord. This morning, when we're talking about a virtuous woman, a rare find, we find that she's priceless. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. I want to mention a second thing. Not only she's priceless in verse number 10, but in verse number 11 and 12, she's trustworthy. A virtuous woman is trustworthy. Look at verse 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil or gain. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. If there is a woman in your life that is doing you good and encouraging you and helping you and all of these things, she is a rare find. She is a virtuous woman. She is a gift from God. The husband's heart is settled because he has a wife who is faithful. And I want to say that my heart is settled this morning. It's been settled for going on 19 years. My wife and I, there is never any worry. There's never any concern. She is a faithful, virtuous woman, a gift that God had given me. I don't deserve her. God knows that, but He seemed best to give her to me. And because I have her, I am a much better man this morning. Thank God for the virtuous women that are in our world. If you have one, hold her tight and don't let her go. The husband's heart is settled because he has a wife who's faithful. She is a one-husband woman. And he knows that. He is a one-wife man. And she knows that. She is busy domestically. She is focused on the family so that there's no lack, there's no need of gain. The Bible says in verse 11, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil, no need of gain. He can do what he does and she can do what she does. And behind the scenes, there's a secret operation where everything is being done. There's no need of lack. He doesn't have to check on her and make sure she's doing her job. He can be sure that all areas of her life are handled well with no intervention or supervision. This husband who has a virtuous wife doesn't have to check on her. He knows she's doing what she should do. His heart is safely trusting in her. If you have a wife this morning and your heart is settled and you can agree with me, you don't have to worry. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord that you have a heart that's settled in your spouse. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is your heart settled with your spouse? No hands. No feedback. Is everything okay this morning in your marriage relationship? Is there a deep, settled peace in your heart concerning your wife? Wife, is there a deep, settled peace in your heart concerning your husband? Good women and good men are hard to find, but they are out there. And if you have one, work at that marriage. Understand what you have. And listen, the devil tries to get on some of your shoulders and say, why don't you just look over here where the grass looks greener on the other side? You step over on the other side, and I guarantee it's artificial turf. You stay on the side you're supposed to be on. You stay with the spouse God gave you. You love her. And listen, if you need to ask her to forgive you, you ask for her forgiveness and vice versa. Make that thing work. Appreciate your spouse this morning. So this morning we see that she's trustworthy. The heart of her husband to safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil or gain. He can do what he does and she can do what she does. Same mission, same objectives. Loving your spouse, raising your kids, keeping God first, enjoying life, and hopefully leaving a legacy behind for the kids to be proud of. There's a oneness in relationships, or at least there should be. Let a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. That word cleave in Genesis means to stick like glue. What kind of glue is in your marriage? I said it before because in my mind it helps me. Is it Elmer's glue? Or is it Gorilla glue? Geez, back in elementary school, some kids used to eat Elmer's glue. Don't you get no ideas. I am not saying it. Don't do that. Don't eat glue. Don't eat paint chips. Don't eat none of that stuff. Are you one today? If not, today might be a great day to become one. To say, you know what, the Elmer's glue hadn't been working. Let's try some Gorilla glue. Better yet, let's try some God glue. Some God glue. We see in these verses that her husband has a rested and secure and safe heart. Does the wife have a rested, secured and safe heart? Verse 12 says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Wife, mother, this morning, and I ain't picking on nobody. There's no thought in my mind against anybody, but it's here. If you are doing your husband evil, shame on you. You are to do your husband good, and husband, if you're doing your wife evil, shame on you. You are to do your wife good, and the wife is to do the husband good, and the husband is to love his wife as himself. A man cherishes and nourishes his body. He's supposed to do the same thing for his wife. And if we're not doing that, we are portraying a terrible picture of Christ in the church, because those verses in Ephesians has to do with a picture of Christ in the church. When someone sees our marriage, Christy and I want them to see God's relationship and love of Christ in the church. Unconditional love and forgiveness is in our marriage. Sacrifice is in our marriage. Commitment is in our marriage. Do you have those things in your marriage? And I'm sure you do. But keep those things at the front center of your marriage. Sacrifice, commitment, forgiveness. And so we see here that she will do him good all the days of her life. That tells me she's in it for the long haul. Someone said one time that having a good wife, a godly wife, a virtuous wife, she will follow the husband to the end of the world, and when he falls off, she'll fall off with him. Thank God for our wives that are in it for the long haul. We see this morning she's trustworthy in verse number 11 and 12. In verse number 10, we've seen that she's priceless. But I want to mention a third thing this morning. Not only that, but she's industrious. Look at verse number 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. There's a few words in here. Seeketh. Willingly. Hands. This virtuous woman is not above dirtying her hands. This virtuous woman is not above working hard at manual labor. She is seeking work. She wants to work. No one is making her work. She willingly works with her hands. This virtuous woman this morning has no illusions or pretensions about her role. She's not sitting back and wanting to just collect money and go shopping and be materialistic. No, she wants to uphold her end of the bargain as well. She wants to work. She wants to be industrious. She doesn't have to be told. She works willingly. That word willingly there is the same word or means desire. It means pleasure. She's working with desire. She's working with pleasure. She wants to work because she has a heart to work. Thank God for the virtuous, industrious women of our world. Thank God for the working woman. Now, I'm not saying for those who stay at home anything different. Thank God for stay-at-home moms. That's a calling as well. But thank God this morning for all moms and all mothers and all grandmothers and all ladies who are virtuous. Thank God for you. Some believe this wool, listen to me. Some believe this wool and flax was employment for her servants. She seeketh wool and flax. Thus, she was being an example of a worker. Again, people have their different ideas about this wool and flax. If you follow the verses all the way through, she ends up making scarlet, you know, a coat for them for wintertime. She may have a hand in the help, she may not. But some believe that this wool and flax was employment for her servants. We know she has maidens and such. And so if this is so, whether she had servants or workers or not, just because of her work ethic, she is being an example to other women. A virtuous woman will have, and hear me well, a virtuous woman will have a strong work ethic. And she will be an example to the other women around her. Now listen, virtuous woman. Virtuous women, y'all listening? You be who you are in Jesus. You put your hand to the plow, whatever God's giving you to do, and you do it with all your heart like you've been doing, and don't look back. And listen, ridicule will come. Some women are jealous because they don't have no virtue. And they see you with your strong work ethic. They see you loving your family. They see you clocking in and clocking out on a job and going to another job and another job and another job, and you're up all night working and working and working, and they get jealous. Don't you listen to the naysayers, women. You keep working hard. You keep loving your family. You keep doing these things. Because a virtuous woman is one who puts her hand to the spindle and to the staff. She's one who seeketh opportunities to help and to work and do these things. It's a shame this morning
that there are such haters in our world. I'm just going to speak modern day language. Haters in our world of those who do good. You go to do, whether you, a man or a woman, you go do the right thing, you go to work hard, and you'll have people talk about you, you'll have people rise up against you. The devil uses that as a doorway to get in your mind, and he tries to wreak havoc with your mind. But you listen this morning. Virtuous woman with a strong worth ethic, you are an example to the other women. Amen. Keep working hard. Doesn't matter what anybody says. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for Jesus, and you're doing it for your family. She's industrious. She's industrious. Look at verse 15. All right, it's not time. It's time for this virtuous woman to go to bed. No. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Where'd the meat come from? You'll like this. That previous verse. She went to a far place to get that meat. Which brings even more strong worth ethic to our virtuous woman, because the Bible says in verse 14, she is like the merchant ships which bringeth her food from afar. She goes off. She's not just bringing home Taco Bell every night. Yeah, amen. I mean, you know, hey. Where's CJ in here this morning? Where's CJ? Where's my Taco Bell guy? I love Taco Bell. This time last week, I was eating Burger King. When we were in the mountains. I love all those things. But look, she's not just slapping something together. She's caring about the well-being of her household, the nutrition of her household. She is like those merchant ships that launch deep into the ocean and let down their nets for a catch, and they bring the rarest catch, the healthiest catch, and bring it back to the docks, and they sell it. This woman was out looking for the best of her family. Amen. In the meat, what did she do with that meat when she got it? Well, she lived in Hiram. Okay. And she drove out past Atlanta. Okay. Almost. I don't know. She may have went to Florida. I don't know. You said she went to Florida. She may have. Okay. I don't know. And she brought it back. And she sat down the car keys when she got home. She got comfortable. And she said, my work is done. I'm going to bed. Dad, husband, you can cook it. Kids, fend for yourself. Uh-uh. She just changed hats. Now it's time to cook. And she, being tired, being weary, had a long adventure finding supper, came home, and with love put it together, not just for her household, but for her maidens. Wow, what love of a godly woman. She is industrious. Look at verse 16. She considereth the field. Slow down, woman. She's looking at property to make a vineyard, or make a vineyard. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. Slow down. You know, sometimes, and listen, I'm bragging on my wife this morning because she's my wife. You can brag on your wife when it's time for you to brag on your wife. But I want to brag on mine. Sometimes I say, slow down, Christy. But you know what I've learned in 19 years of marriage? Number one, I'm not going to slow her down. And number two, I don't want to slow her down, because that's the joy that she has. Thank God for our wives and for our moms and grandparents. And women who are working women, she planteth a vineyard. Verse 17, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She strengtheneth her arms. She's lifting dumbbells. Wake up in the morning, she's in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got to go down to Florida to get some seafood. I got to come back, pick up the kids. I got to plant this garden. I want some tomatoes coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She strengthened her arms.
At this point, somebody give her a Mountain Dew. She's running on fumes. Goodness gracious alive. I'm tired just by watching her. Men, some of our wives can work laps around us. And listen, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. She's industrious. Look at verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household and needeth not, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Let us not get confused this morning. We know the Bible says, be not a busybody. You know, we look at the story of Martha in the kitchen. She's serving. Let's not be so quick to judge on that. Okay? Some actually have the gift of helps. And you just can't slow them down. They are helping. They are loving. They are caring. And by the way, Martha was making a dinner for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And so they get busy. They get busy, but they... But they're actually operating out of their gift of helps. That's why you can't slow them down. Why did God give woman to man? To be our what? Helpmate. They are our helpmates. They want to help. God has given them a spirit to help. And much of them have the gift of helps, if not all. They love helping. And so we see that. Then all these things are happening. She girdeth her loins with strength, and she strengtheneth her arms. Verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She still ain't going to bed. I done woke up and had two snacks between 1 and 3 a.m., and she's still up working. Don't judge me. I go as far as I can go on this diet. I've been on it for a year, and I loved some pasta bella the other night, taking her to there for Mother's Day, and came home and ate me some Little Debbie's. Don't y'all get mad at me. I actually got up this morning, weighed in, and I'm down some more pounds. So, I'm not bragging on me. I'm just saying that I've been living in torment for a year, and I needed some sweets. And so, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. You can't slow her down. She's moving. Let me mention this. Not only she's industrious, but she's gracious. She's gracious. Look at verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She is gracious with her speech. She has words of wisdom to offer. She teaches and guides. She has words of kindness to offer. She speaks in love and encourages others. Colossians 4:6, don't turn there. The Bible says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man or every person. A virtuous woman is one who can guard her lips, even when it eats her up. Listen, you can't just, ladies and men, we just can't say everything that comes to our heads. You will get yourself in trouble. And I've gotten in trouble before. And I hope I've learned a few things by thinking before I speak. But a virtuous woman is one who has gracious speech. Listen to this. She's a word chooser. Something comes up. The first move is this. Don't say nothing. The second move is, listen. The third move is, choose words wisely. That's the marks. That's the marks of a virtuous, mature, godly woman. That's the marks of a virtuous, mature, godly man. Now, you can keep saying what comes to your mind. I was talking to someone the other day. We were kind of joking about this because we've been here and done that. They said, Justin, I'm just so tired of apologizing so much. He said, I could tell them how I feel, but I got to apologize because I'd be convicted. I said, yeah, I've been there and done that too. Best thing to do is not even say nothing. Choose your words wisely, right? Yeah. And so a woman is one, a virtuous woman is one who is gracious. She's a word chooser. She thinks before she speaks. She knows the power of words that they can build up and tear down. She is publicly who she is privately. She'll not talk about you in her home.
because she's not talking about you in at church or any public setting. She won't talk about you privately because she don't talk about you publicly. Let me give you one more, and this is the last one. She's gracious, but she's blessed. She's blessed. Look at verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed, or blessed. Her husband also, he praiseth her. Now, I want to give you briefly three areas that this virtuous woman is praised, and praised by three things. Number one, she is praised or blessed by her children. Her children arise up and call her blessed. They call her blessed, or they bless her for the priceless, trustworthy, industrious, gracious mother she has been. They praise her for that. But not only the children praise her, but the husband praises her. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. He praises her for the same things. But if you're wondering what the third thing is that will praise her, is not just the children, not just the husband, but her own works will praise her. Look at verse 31 as they come. Give her of the fruit of her hands. Listen. And let her own works praise her in the gates. If men be silent and not thank God for the virtuous woman in our life, the lasting effects of her labor will trumpet her praises. If men be silent, the lasting effects of her labor will trumpet her praises. She should enjoy the praise her labor deserves. Listen, a virtuous woman, she'll leave a mark on you in your life. She will leave a mark privately at home. She will leave a mark publicly at the workplace. If men be silent, the lasting effects of her labor will trumpet her praises. The Bible says, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Virtuous woman, do you feel like you've been taken for granted? Let me just encourage you. Have you not been getting the thanks and deserve that is due you? Virtuous woman, listen to me. Your works will praise you. When men won't, your own works will. Everybody sees your strong work ethic. Virtuous woman, everybody sees your walk with God. Virtuous woman, everybody sees how you want to do the right thing. Virtuous woman, everybody sees the struggles you're going through. Virtuous woman, everybody sees and knows the heartaches, and they understand that there must be tears on the pillow at night because of what you're going through. Virtuous woman, your own works will praise you if men don't. Just remember that, mother, grandmother, just to keep moving forward, doing the right thing. And like the writer says, when mother and father forsake me, the Lord will bear me up. God knows what you've been doing. And also I will say to the virtuous woman, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Also another word to the virtuous woman, God is keeping all your tears in a bottle. He has collected everyone. He knows about everyone. My word to you this morning is, you are a rare find. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you. We praise you for who you are, for what you do. Oh God, I pray that us men would see the value in our priceless women. And Lord, give liberty during this moment of invitation. If there's a lady, a woman, a family that needs to come pray, let them come pray. Give liberty. That's why we're here, is to do business with you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Invitation is about to be opened. If you need to come, won't you come? It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest
me. Anybody else? Feel free to come. We've not met in vain. We've met for a reason. We met for victory.
Of God I come.
No rush. No rush. You come if you need to come this morning.
Just as I am and waiting.
You might say, I'm not a virtuous woman. Be one today. Be one today. You may say, I'm not a virtuous man. You be a virtuous man today. Be one today. Victory starts today.
Whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I
patient, and we're letting these pray. You come and pray.
Just
it's your opportunity to respond to the living word.
Thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, Lord, that cleanse, relieve, because thy promise believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Playing softly for just another moment. Still time for you if you need to come. Thank you so much for responding. I know we still have one praying. You just be conscious of him as we just try to change gears a little bit. Please have a seat. If I could just keep you just for a few more moments, that would be wonderful. Quick time out. It is Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to you all you mothers, that is. All right, so at this time, I want to ask all of our Calvary Children's Home house mothers, if you are a Calvary Children's Home house mother, you please come on down here so we can honor you. Let's give a round of applause. You guys are mothers plus. Mothers plus. You mother your own plus.